91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hi. It's Roots and Resurgence. It's the past, present, and the future, I hope, of rock and roll. Although I think Alex knows a whole lot more than I do, so I gotta really tune into his show more often. This guy, man, I tell you, I love listening to his show when I'm here. So anyways, so we got last week we had that really somber dedication to Sinead O'Connor. We're going to have a little more Sinead O'Connor tonight, later on, but I'm going to start off with my recent favorite band that I can't get enough of. This is Larkin Poe with their cover song of Eric Clapton's Bell Bottom Blues.
Yeah. I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book on me is Sunday morning, is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. Yeah!
Oh, like, you like TV. We like TV. Come like TV. I like TV. You like TV. We like TV. Come like TV.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medward. 91. Medward.
Medward.
Medward. We're in Medward. Hello, Medward. We're in Medward. 91.5. I think she just said this. WMFO in Medford. That is DJ Spawn of Sean.
You can speak.
I can speak. I speak for a living. It's what I do. It's I speak. You just heard. You heard TV by
the Wonder Villains.
The Wonder Villains. This song actually is kind of special because it's been around in my family for a long time when DJ Spawn of Sean was tiny and her brother James was tinier, and it's one of the first songs James ever sang, except it was Yeah Weavy. But that's James. Before that,
he's a different breed.
He's yeah.
Special.
No. Before that we heard Nirvana with Lithium. And we heard before that, of course, Weird Al Yankovic with Smells Like Nirvana, which is a cover, which is his parody of Smells Like Teen Spirit. And we open up the set with one of my favorites ever, Larkin Poe, with their cover of Bell Bottom Blues. I think DJ Spawn of Sean wants to say hello to all y'all.
Hi, Alia. She's in Virginia.
All y'all?
Yeah.
Alia. All y'all.
All y'all.
Hello, all y'all.
All y'all in Virginia.
In Virginia. And I think Christoph and Nicole are possibly listening in from Florida. And hi, welcome aboard. All right, so I'm going to stop talking now. We're going to have a little angst. You ready for some angst?
I live through it.
You live through angst. Angst is angst is the word. This is Dilate by Ani DeFranco.
Life used to be lifelike. Now it's more like showbiz. I wake up in the night and I don't know where the bathroom is. And I don't know what town I'm in. What sky I'm under. And I wake up in the darkness. And I don't have the will anymore to wonder. And everyone has a skeleton, a closet to keep it in. Every song has you, a you that the singer sings to. And you're at this time, baby, you're at this time. And when I need to wipe my face, I use the back of my hand. And I like to take up space just because I can. And I use my dress to wipe up my drink. You know I care less and less what people think. And you are so lame, you know. You always disappoint me. It's kind of like a running joke. It's really not funny. And I just want you to live up to the image of you I create. I see you and I'm so unsatisfied. I see you and I die alone. We'll be right back. flank. Yeah, I'll jump with a smile. If I'm gonna go down, I'm gonna do it with style. And you won't see me surrender. You won't hear me confess. Cause you've left me with nothing. But I've worked with less. And I learned every room long enough to make it to the door. And then I hear it click shut behind me. And every key works differently. And I forget every time. And the forgetting defines me. Yeah, that's what defines. Translation is I am in love with you, and it is no fun. But I don't use words like love, cause words like that don't matter. But don't look so offended, you know you should be flattered. And I wake up in the night, some big hotel bed. My hands grow for the night, my hands grow for my head. And the world is my oyster, you know, the road is my home. And I know that I'm better, I'm better, I'm better.
Love. want to talk about Ireland. Specifically, I want to talk about the famine. About the fact that there never really was one. There was no famine. See, Irish people were only allowed to eat potatoes. All of the other food, meat, fish, vegetables, were shipped out of the country under armed guard to England while the Irish people starved. And then, in the middle of all this, they gave us money not to teach our children Irish. And so we lost our history, and this is what I think is still hurting me. You see, we're like a child that, being battered, has to drive itself out of its head because it's frightened, still feels all the painful feelings. But they lose contact with the memory, and this leads to massive self-destruction, alcoholism, drug addiction, all desperate attempts at running. And in its worst form, becomes actual killing. And if there ever is gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and then grieving, so that there then can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding. All the lonely people, where do they all come from? An American Army regulation says you mustn't kill more than 10% of a nation, because to do so causes permanent psychological damage. It's not permanent, but they didn't know that. Anyway, during the supposed famine, we lost a lot more than 10% of our nation through deaths on land or in ships of emigration. But what finally broke us was not starvation, but its use in the controlling of our education. Schools go on about Black 47, on and on about the terrible famine. But what they don't say is, in truth, there really never was one.
Excuse me.
The lonely people.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
Where do they all come from?
That I can tell you in one word.
Oh, the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
So let's take a look, shall we? The highest statistics of child abuse in the EEC, and we say we're a Christian country, but we've lost contact with our history. See, we used to worship God as a mother. We're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Look at all our old men in the pubs. Look at all our young people on drugs. We used to worship God as a mother. Now look at what we're doing to each other. We've even made killers of ourselves, the most childlike, trusting people in the universe. And this is what's wrong with us. Our history books, the parent figures lied to us. I see the Irish as a race, like a child that got itself bashed in the face. And if there ever is gonna be healing, there has to be remembering and then grieving, so that there then can be forgiving. There has to be knowledge and understanding.
Oh, lonely people.
Stand on the brink of a great achievement. In this island, there is no solution to be found to our disagreements by shooting each other. There is no real invader here. We are all Irish in all our different kinds of ways. We must not, now or ever in the future, show anything to each other except tolerance, forbearance, and neighborly love.
Our traditions. Everyone here knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, hey. So that was the angsty set.
You're
welcome. Sorry. So you heard Sinead O'Connor passed away a week and a day ago. Very, very sad. Very huge hit to the music community. As you can hear in that song, she was outspoken in a lot of things. The one thing that got her pretty much canceled early on was she was protesting child abuse in the Catholic Church, but no one understood what she was doing, and no one cared for another 5 or 10 years afterwards. So she was right. She was right about just about everything. Not afraid to say it either. Before that, Sinead O'Connor. Before that, Samantha Fish with Turn It Up. The Cranberries with Zombie. The Cranberries, the voice of Dolores O'Riordan, also taken away from us way too soon, a few years back. Very sad. Very much inspired by Sinead O'Connor, as you can hear. And we opened up that set with Ani DeFranco with Dilate. Now, if you're interested in following along, you can go to I think you can go through WMFO.org and find Spinitron, or go to Spinitron.com. It's spelled out like Spin It Ron. Right, Ron? Spin It Ron. All right. So, coming up next, we're going to get out of the angsty female thing. We're going to go back in time. We're going to go back to the very first days of rock and roll, and arguably two of the very first rock and roll songs. What do you think of that? Not much to say.
Not really.
All right. This is Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats with Rocket 88, considered to be the first rock and roll song ever by many, many people. Part of it is because of the guitar sound is a little distorted. And the story is that their amplifier fell and the speaker kind of broke, and they played it anyways and it got fuzzy. But some people say that's a myth.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
That's all right.
all right. That's all right, I'm a anyway, too. Well, Mama, she done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that guy you fooling with, she ain't no good for you. But that's all right, that's all right. That's all right, I'm a
you best ways. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night.
WMFO, the mighty Bruce Springsteen with Thunder Road. Like just about everything I play, I love that song so much. Oh, memories, memories, memories. We had Stevie Wonder before that with Sir Duke. It looks like something wasn't recorded there. Elvis Presley was in there, and he didn't seem to show up on the list. We had Elvis Presley with That's All Right, which was recorded by accident. That song was they were having a sort of a crappy jam session, and things weren't working out. They were trying to record and whatever. They were taking a break, and Elvis and the other musicians just started playing around with that song, and the producer, whose name I can't remember offhand, pressed play, and the rest is history. And among the first rock and roll songs, That's All Right. And we had Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats with the arguably the first rock and roll song ever, Rocket 88. And Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats were actually Ike Turner's band, the name of which I cannot think of at the moment, but Ike Turner's band, and it just with Jackie Brenston singing, so they changed the name of the band for that. All right, we have 5 minutes left. I have one, maybe two songs left to go. We're gonna bring this part out with Larkin Poe with Back Down South, one of my favorite songs, and current favorite songs, and who knows what will come afterwards. I don't know. We'll see. Potluck. Hey, if I could play this song, that would be good, too. Always technical difficulties. Stand by, eh? Here we go.
A band that was singing about a sky that was blue. They sang it for me, and now I sing it for you. Yeah.
Larkin Poe back down south. All of my love to you. We'll see you next week, I hope. This is Led Zeppelin with All of My Love.